Now it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax, and find out how you can live a better life on the Pulse.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a move in a wood.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and with me today is Dr. Armand Rossi. He is a graduate of Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa in 1976, family practice for 40 years, and he's currently the Dean of Clinical Sciences at Sherman College of Chiropractic. Good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a pleasure.
I'm so excited to have you on the phone because you are at what is the new fountainhead of chiropractic. You're at Sherman College of Chiropractic down there in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and there is so much going on there. And before we even get talking about Sherman, I want to find out from you, how did you discover chiropractic?
Well, I was very fortunate. I discovered chiropractic when I was 5 years old.
No way.
I was a child under chiropractic care. What happened to me, it was kind of a neat story. I was very sickly, and I had asthma and allergies and things like this. And back in those days, they used to have an oxygen tank at my side. And what happened was I was playing with my sister and fell down a short flight of steps. And after I fell down the flight of steps, I started getting sick. What I mean by sick is like a flu type thing. And my mother put me in bed, did the typical thing any mother would do at that time with baby aspirin and hot liquids and things, chicken soup. Only every day that went by, I kept getting worse. I got so bad that I couldn't get out of bed, and my eyes crossed, and I was seeing double vision of everything. My mother and father took me to a cousin of the family who was a medical doctor. He took a look at me, and what they wanted to do was to put me in surgery, cut the muscles to my eyes and straighten them out, and then he wanted to run some tests to see if I had a brain tumor. And this is at 5 years of age. And back then, they didn't have the equipment they have now, so the way they were going to check for a brain tumor was to inject a dye into my skull through my ear and take an x-ray of it. Well, my mother decided to have another opinion first, and she took me to an uncle of hers who was a brand new chiropractor. And he looked at me and analyzed me and saw that I had an upper neck subluxation or vertebra out of place that was causing pressure on the stem of my brain. And what he did is to convince her to go ahead and let's start working on that and start adjusting that. And he said, we can always get the surgery done if we need to, but let's do this first, which made sense. You know, always do something more conservative at first before we go into dramatically trying to do surgery. So after a few days of being adjusted, I didn't get any better. So my mother was concerned about that, and he explained to her and reminded her I was getting worse every day, and now it's the same. That is actually improvement. So she kept with it, and making a long story short, after 3 weeks of care, I sat up in bed and focused on my mother when she walked in the room, and my eyes straightened out right in front of her. I fully recovered from that, and then my uncle kept me under care for the next 6 months, not like every day, but more mm-hmm. like once a week, this type of thing, and I started overcoming my asthma and allergies, and from that day forward, the only doctor we ever went to was a chiropractor.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Where did you grow up?
New Jersey. I grew up in the North Jersey Shore. And my mother's uncle was a chiropractor in a town called South Orange up near Newark in New Jersey.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So fast forward, you decided to become a chiropractor.
Yeah, I went to Rutgers University for a couple years, but then I decided to become a chiropractor, and then I go into chiropractic school, and I'm learning a bit more about it, even though I believed in it, I didn't know as much as I should, but one of the beautiful things that happened to me, and although some of your listeners may not understand this, but you would, I was paired up in my first quarter in chiropractic school in a palpation class with Irene Gold. Irene was my lab partner that first quarter, and she's a chiropractic icon, of course, today.
Yes.
But she and her husband, Reggie, taught me all about chiropractic, and that's where I started to learn more about it with that.
Well, that was fate.
Yes, it was.
So, like you said, the listeners wouldn't know, but Irene Gold is an icon, along with her husband, within chiropractic, and they really help so many people understand the philosophy behind why chiropractors do what they do. So why don't you let the listeners know a little bit about the philosophy?
Well, what it basically is that we recognize that there's an entity that happens within the body, and it's called a vertebral subluxation. And this subluxation usually has to do with the spine, and it's misalignments that cause interference to the nervous system. And once that happens, once there's interference to the nervous system, the person does not respond as well as they could. They are less than 100% of their manifestation of their life. So we as chiropractors, what we do is we check to see if there's vertebral subluxations present, analyze them, and then correct them so the person can live a life at 100%. We really don't treat lots of, you know, pains and diseases and things like this, you know. But here's the bottom line. If you're alive with this nerve interference, you've got to be better off without the interference, whether you have a pain symptom or not. And mm-hmm. that's what we do.
So in 40 years of practice, of family practice, tell me some mm-hmm. of the things that you learned, because you learn a lot at chiropractic college, but you learn so much more about life and chiropractic when you're in practice.
Yeah, you know, you start to see things, and you see amazing things, and they happen because people are running around with this interference, and they don't know it's there. You don't necessarily feel it. I mean, I've had stories that might be considered miracle stories. I had a baby come out of a coma in my arms after an adjustment.
Wow.
I've had people who, I had a lady who was brought in, carried in by her children because she couldn't stand and was screaming in pain, walk out after her adjustment. You see so much, and you see things. I had a person who had Bright's disease, which is a terminal disease of the kidneys, start getting adjusted, and all of a sudden they said, well, it's no longer there.
Wow.
There was a spontaneous remission, medical people said, and you know, this stuff is not a coincidence. Once you get checked and corrected, your life takes on a whole new layer of life, I guess you call it, being the best that they could be. It's like the light bulb, the dimmer was turned off and was turned on to full blast.
Yeah, that's a great description of it.
And you know, that's, and we've seen so many of those. We've seen kids. I think the neatest thing for me is, of course, taking care of children and babies and kids. And one of the neatest things is that the kids who go under chiropractic care, like in the winter, they don't get the colds. They don't get the ear infections. They don't get the problems that a lot of other kids have because their body functions at a better level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the neat part of it. Those are the real miracles. I mean, we can talk about the drama, like the child coming out of a coma, but the real miracles to me are the everyday kids who don't get sick because of chiropractic care.
So are you seeing now more parents choosing wellness or preventative type chiropractic care for their children than you did 40 years ago?
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God. 40 years ago, most people, only reason they came into a chiropractor was low back pain 40 years ago, not understanding the full philosophy. Nowadays, people are bringing their kids in because they understand the philosophy of chiropractic, and also they don't want to submit their kids to the drugs and the things that are out there. Okay, look at, there was another thing just recently about Mucinex. I don't know if you read that, but it was just like a couple days ago it came out that they found out that Mucinex given to kids as a laxative was coming up with neurological problems that were long-lasting in children.
Oh, yeah. I saw that as well. If you Google Metamucil, it will come up quite a few articles on it. And it is concerning when you've been using something for your children that you were told was safe, and especially if you've been using it regularly, then to find out later that it's not safe.
Yeah.
And I think we're seeing that trend with a lot of different pharmaceuticals, both prescription and over-the-counter, which has made people start to question and think that alternative healing and perhaps more natural ways of treating the body are the way to go.
Oh, right. Totally. I mean, you know, the thing about chiropractic is it's totally, totally safe. People who have maybe been adjusted need to understand that we don't adjust a baby like we adjust an adult. It's very gentle. It's like fingertip pressure. And most little infants that I've adjusted, over half of them, if they're asleep, they don't even wake up. Mm-hmm. That's how gentle it is. So, that's an important point.
That
for
is
people.
The best time to get your first chiropractic checkup is right after birth.
Absolutely.
So
my son.
I was just going to say, you're a father of 4 and a grandfather of 11 and a great-grandfather of 9.
Absolutely, yeah.
I assume you've been checking a lot of your babies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My son and daughter, I have a son and daughter, biological, and 2 stepchildren, but my son and daughter were both actually born at home, and they were checked the first time with the umbilical cord still attached.
Oh,
that's how quickly.
That's amazing.
And now my son is a chiropractor himself. So, and they all lived healthy, healthy lives that way.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, you've left your private practice and relocated yourself to Spartanburg, South Carolina, to take on a very important job at Sherman College of Chiropractic. And we've got to take a break, but I want to hear all about that when we get back. So we're taking a break here on Half Hour to Health. Stay tuned here on The Pulse. We'll be right back with Dr. Armand Rossi. Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic with Dr. Armand Rossi. Good morning and thanks for being with us on the show.
Thank you. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, we love to talk chiropractic. That's one thing. When you get chiropractors together, we just love to talk about chiropractic.
Mm-hmm.
So you are now the Dean of Clinical Sciences at Sherman College of Chiropractic. Tell me about this new era in your life, because it caused you to relocate. You love chiropractic enough that you have relocated yourself to South Carolina and have taken on a whole new role.
Well, I was practicing for the last 20 years in Florida, South Florida, and the president of Sherman College is Dr. Ed Cordero. And he was a friend of mine in practice down in South Florida also. About 4 or 5 years ago, he became the president of Sherman College, taking on a role that's very, very important. And what happened, as I was talking to him one day, and I said to him, you know, when I retire, I'd probably like to move up near there because all my grandkids are in Georgia, and I miss them, and so I'd like to see them, and I'd like to maybe... And I said to him, well, maybe I could, you know, teach part-time or do something like that when I retire from practice. And then we just left it at that. And about a year later or 2 years later, he said to me on a telephone conversation, he says, well, so when are you going to retire? And I said, oh, not for a few years. He said, really? He said, because I got a position I would like you to apply for. So I started reconsidering it, even though it was a few years before I wanted to. And then I saw what the position is, and I saw how it can affect the future of chiropractic. And to me, the future of chiropractic has always become Sherman Chiropractic College. And I wanted to be a part of that. And I thought, what better way, even though I may be retiring from active practice a few years, 2 or 3 years earlier than I want to, but what better thing for the future? Because my thing is always thinking of what's next.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I came up here. I sold the practice. We sold our house, bought a new house, moved up here. And it was quite traumatic through that time. But it's I'm very, very happy here. Oh. Very, extremely happy with what I'm doing.
I should clarify for the listeners that not all chiropractic colleges are created equally. As true with any college institution, and the philosophies vary between the mm-hmm. schools, and the type of education that you leave with varies between the schools. And so I really just want to put a plug in for Sherman College of Chiropractic, that if you are looking to become a chiropractor, that is the place to be right now.
I'm telling you, it's amazing. We were at a discussion here, and I likened it to the Stanford of colleges in a chiropractic sense. You know, we may not be the biggest, we may not be around the longest, but right now, this is the place to go. And a lot of people talk about that, and a lot of people say that this is the future of chiropractic right through Sherman College.
Now, I know that Sherman offers a very unique program where if you're a prospective student, they will help you come and check out the college and have an experience there to see if it's a good fit for you. Can you tell us about that?
That's called Showcase Sherman. And what you can do is contact the college and they can get you in with somebody. And what it does, I don't know the exact specifics, but we help people come to the college, actually pay part of their way and put them up here and feed them and let them have a couple days of understanding chiropractic, understanding what the school is, looking at the area, and seeing if it's a fit for them. And one of the things that I like about what we do with that is we want to just be honest with people. We want them to see and learn some things here. And if it's not a fit, it's not a fit. But if it is, let's help them with it. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. And we do this 4 times a year.
That's fantastic. And what's the website for Sherman?
It's basically sherman.edu, www.sherman.edu.
Perfect. So if you're listening and you're thinking, I might want to explore this chiropractic thing as a future profession for myself, check out Sherman for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So we're talking this morning with Dr. Armand Rossi. He's had 40-plus years as a chiropractor, but also as a chiropractic patient. You had your first adjustment when you were 5 years old.
Yeah. So it's actually 60 years now in chiropractic. So.
Well, I wasn't going to age you.
That's all right.
But you did it for yourself, so it's okay.
I'm a very young 65. That's fine.
So can you talk a little bit about how people might become subluxated? So those misalignments in the spine, how do they happen? Because we know that chiropractic addresses that, but could anybody have that happening?
Oh, sure. First of all, there are toxins, traumas, things like this that can cause, and your thoughts. All those three things can cause these misalignments, believe it or not. Traumas, we understand. Falling, getting hit by a car, you know. But there's the little traumas that are called microtraumas that happen, like when you're on the computer all day long mm-hmm. and your neck pulls forward and things like this. Those are microtraumas that happen. Toxins, when you have an eat or drink or inhale toxins in your system, your body, your muscles react and can pull vertebra out of place, and they can cause subluxations as well, as your thoughts and stress. Okay, you stress for a period of time, you don't even realize it, but that's the thing, that's the light bulb going dim. Constant nagging and stress and pulls on your muscles and causes vertebral misalignments and things like this, and can cause nerve interference like that. But to me, the biggest trauma of all, or cause, is the trauma of birth. And that's why we want to check kids from birth, because when they are born, that's a trauma. Even in a great birthing situation, Stephanie, it's like trying to put me through your ear.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, that's traumatic. And so people should be checked right after birth to see if they have the subluxation.
Absolutely. And like you had mentioned earlier in the show, it's very gentle. If there is a misalignment found, very, very gentle for a chiropractor to adjust an infant. Like the amount of pressure that you use at the grocery store to check whether a tomato is ripe.
I use that analogy, or my pinky on my closed eyelid, that much pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is with it.
Oh, we've checked so many babies. I've only been in practice for 16 years, which is a minuscule amount of time compared to you. But as I think of all those babies that I've checked and adjusted, the smile, the peace, the relaxation that comes over their face, especially with that Atlas adjustment when that's necessary. There's a newborn baby that was just in the practice, I would say probably about 2 weeks ago, got his first adjustment. And mom had described him as stiff and rigid, like not a real bendable, malleable baby, like in that snuggly sort of way, just very arching the back, almost to the point where I would think he could have been labeled as colic or acid indigestion or something clinically wrong. Got his first adjustment and was just a changed baby.
Yeah. And you probably adjusted his upper neck.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And what happens is when a child is stiff and rigid like that, that's usually a sign of increased intracranial pressure, where the pressure inside the skull and inside the spinal cord has built up, and that's why they become stiff and rigid. And that's usually from an interference, and you correct the interference, and the cerebral spinal fluid starts flowing better, and it changes the whole child with that.
It's so much fun. Very good. I love being a chiropractor.
Yeah, so do I.
So in the last few minutes of the show, is there anything that you'd like to share with the general public about chiropractic?
Well, I just think that everyone should get checked. You know, find a chiropractor and get checked. Not just for back pain or headaches or things like this. And those are all good and well, but get checked just to make sure you're at the best level you can possibly be at. It's like going to the dentist. You don't wait for your tooth to hurt to get checked. You go in as a preventative thing, okay? And then when you do it, stick with it. Keep your body working fine. You don't go and exercise until you get in shape and then quit. Okay, it doesn't make sense to do that. Same thing with chiropractic. Stick with it. Make sure there's no interference, and you'll live a lot healthier life. I know in Sherman, one of the things that we promote that a lot, one of the things that one of our big events is coming up for any chiropractors who are listening to this is we have something called Lyceum, which is continuing education, and a whole series of people who are talking and giving advanced understanding about chiropractic and the many aspects of it here. And that's coming up at the beginning of May. And we hope you can, some people like to take part in that too.
Oh, that is a fantastic weekend.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Dr. Rossi, and sharing your love of chiropractic and your experiences. If you're listening and you're thinking, gee, I've never been to a chiropractor, I've never had my spine checked for subluxation, please give us a call if we're in your area, Crossroads Chiropractic. We have three locations in Meredith, Pembroke, and in Epping. You can call us at 575-9080. That's 575-9080, or find us on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. If you're not in our listening area and you want to find a chiropractor, I highly encourage you to check the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association website, icpa4kids.org, and that's icpa, the number 4kids.org, as well as .com. Two websites there with fantastic references for chiropractors that understand how to check not just symptomatic adults, but importantly, checking children and infants for subluxation as well. So again, thank you for being here, Dr. Rossi.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. And I know you're changing lots of lives up there in New Hampshire, and I'm really happy for that.
We're adjusting a lot of subluxations and turning a lot of power on. We're so thankful for all of our chiropractors that work with us at Crossroads Chiropractic. They have the best of training, the best of hands, and doing a lot of great work here. So thank you for what you're doing in South Carolina. And again, listen here next week, same time, same place here on The Pulse for a half hour to health. We'll see you next time here on The Pulse.